Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Tells us to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, as we see that day approaching. Devil trying to get us to do just the opposite. Amen. Either we're going to trust God or we're not going to trust God. Either the activities of my life are going to align with what God is doing in my heart, or I ain't going to trust him. We just sang a song, trust God. Lean not unto your own understanding. Amen. Stop being scared of catching something. Amen. Stomp your foot and run it off. Amen. It ought to be scared of catching you. I said it ought to be scared of confronting you. You have authority. Whatever you bind on the earth, whether seen or unseen. That includes demons, devils, diseases. You bind it, it's bound. You rebuke it, it's rebuked. But see, the devil don't want you to believe as the scripture has said. Because if you don't, even though you got the river, it's blocked up. Let the river, tell somebody, let the river flow. You need to cast off all that restraint. Like you were doing here in praise. And I hadn't seen that type of praise in a while. See, there used to be people praising and just now, you felt it, didn't you? Come on, didn't you feel it tonight? Come on, something happened in the spirit realm. People getting free for real in their mind. See, we always been free, but you got to get free in your mind. Amen. God is destroying some shackles. Amen. Opening up some prisons. Now is the time. It's the Kairos time. Amen. Don't miss the day of visitation. Don't miss the day that God visits you. Amen. I'm challenging. I'm inviting. Come on out of there. Come on out. Amen. You're going to find that you step right into a kingdom. Amen. Not made by hands. Amen. A kingdom. The enemy cannot penetrate into a kingdom where God lives. Are the activities of your life aligned with what God is doing in your heart? Are you holding on to what God did back then and resisting what he's doing now? Those are good questions. Now, when we let the river flow, and it's vital that we let the river flow. It's not we make it flow. We let it flow. Let it flow. Get in a position where you let it flow. God will do what he does if we let him. We don't have to work ourselves up on it and just let it flow. The devil don't want it to flow. He want to stop it up. The Philistines want to stop it up with boulders and dirt. You got to dig it out again. Amen. Don't let anybody steal your joy. Come on, tell somebody, don't let anybody steal your joy. There are joy stealers. They will steal your joy. There's newscasters always trying to steal your joy. There are articles written. There's stuff on YouTube trying to steal your joy. Don't let anything steal your joy. With joy do we draw water from the well. Amen. I said with joy. I didn't say happiness. I said joy. Joy is a choice. You choose joy. You don't have to feel it. Choose it. I said you don't have to feel it. Choose it. And then keep on choosing it. After a while, feelings will follow. Feelings will catch up with you. Amen. Now, for the sake of time, they just kind of put this together, what I want you to see. Because in the day of Noah, after God closed the door to the ark, and the fountain of the deep was broken up, the fountains of the deep, and the rain started, God began to destroy things. The first thing Now, can you imagine the people who didn't know rain, didn't believe in rain, thought Noah was crazy, and were just doing their thing up until Noah entered the ark and the rain came? Now, imagine all these people trying to run to the ark, but the door is shut. God shut it. So, you know, a door God shut, ain't nobody opening it. And banging on the ark, and now the water's steady running. Now, you're talking about, we're not talking about a summer shower. We're talking about something worse than hurricane force winds, because this is the wrath of God. All right, this ain't no storm. This ain't no, you know, category 5, 6 hurricane. No, this is the wrath of God. So, you know, it's going on. People trying to bang on the ark, trying to get in, and they can't get in. And the water's steady rising. They're getting on stones, getting on top of little houses, getting up in trees, but the water's still rising. Water's still rising. The first thing that that water dealt with and destroyed was the flesh. The flesh was the flesh. Amen. The first thing the water, see, what we're to do is allow the river to flow. If the river flows, the water level is going to rise in our life. And the first thing it will deal with concerning us is our flesh. The carnal, natural man that is at enmity against God. That's the first thing that'll go. If you let the river flow. Tell somebody, let the rivers flow.
Let the rivers flow.
It'll deal with the flesh. The next thing was that the hills, the trees were covered. Hills represent levels of authority in government, sometimes persecution. All those things that are represented, the water level rose above that. Amen. And it kept rising.
Yes, sir.
And while it kept rising, the ark kept rising. Why the Bible tells us, arise and shine. God's going to see to it that we arise. We're buoyant. Amen. While everything else is being killed, we're going to rise. While that stuff that has held us back is going to be dealt with, we're going to be rising. Amen. So the flesh was the first thing. It rose above the hills. Trees, tops of trees were covered. Then it rose high enough to cover the mountaintops. Mountains represent authorities. Mountains represent, you know, those controlling and ruling. But the water rose above the mountains. And finally, I love this part too. Finally, the fowl of the air. The water rose so high that the birds, the fowl, had no place to land. And they were destroyed. Those fowl represent, in many places in the scripture, evil spirits. Here's what I really want to get across to you. See, the water level back then that came from the fountain of the deep, I liken today the rivers that come out of the children of God.
Amen.
See, as you let that river flow, the water level in your life is going to rise.
Amen.
Till the flesh is dealt with, till all your insecurities are dealt with, till persecutions don't bother you anymore, till finally demon spirits are dealt with. Till finally, the only mandate left was the ark. Only thing left, floating. Everything else was gone. That's what God says. Give me, what is it? Micah, I think it's Micah chapter 4. Let me see. Habakkuk 2. Habakkuk 2, 14. I keep saying Micah. Habakkuk 2:14. I just want to show you this. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In other words, God's going to deal with this thing in a way to where the only mandate in the earth is going to be his mandate. The enemies spewed out a flood. Amen. Wouldn't you say he spewed out a flood at us? A flood of misinformation, a flood of propaganda, a flood of demonic spirits, the CERN project in Switzerland, you know, all kind of dark matter. You've heard me talk about stuff like that that's been introduced to humanity. All this vaccine stuff, which have fetal tissue and animal tissue and killing millions of people. Amen. With this stuff, all this stuff has been a flood thrown at us. But see, it's getting ready to rain in the spirit. Come on, I say it's getting ready to rain in the spirit. The devil done threw his flood, but God is just waiting now, and we've entered into a Kairos time where there's coming a flood from heaven. But see, what we are to do is align ourselves. Amen. He that believes on me. That's why we've been fighting the fight of faith. That's why we refuse to leave. Amen. That's why we refuse to get off the wall. That's why we refuse to lay down our sword. We're fighting the fight of faith till we get breakthrough on every corner. Amen. Till everybody breaks through. Till there's nobody left behind. Till everybody takes their position. Then when God sees that, heaven has to respond. Amen. And there's going to be a move of God that the earth has never seen before. I said there's coming a move of God that the earth has never seen before. It's going to overshadow Acts. It's going to overshadow Exodus. It's going to overshadow all the books of the Bible. God has saved the best for the last. And you and I are part of that number. Do you believe that tonight? How many really believe that tonight? Come on, do you really believe that tonight? Thank God I'm in that number. You've been called into the kingdom for such a time as this. The greatest opposition, but the greatest breakthrough. The greatest evil, but the, amen, the greatest anointing. Amen, the darkest hour, but the brightest light. Hallelujah. Amen, nothing's going to remain the same. But see, because see, God is awakening his church. I said he's awakening and aligning his church so that we are just positioned to let the rivers flow. I said, just let the river flow. Amen. There were 12 that walked with Jesus and they turned upside down the then known world. How about today? When in every nation, I said, when in every nation, God begins the Kairos, begins to see. Here's one thing that's going to happen: a sudden increase in the water level of the Spirit is going to come. It ain't going to be because it won't be because you prayed all night. Pray all night if you pray all night. It won't be because you went on a 40-day fast. If God leads you to do that, do that. This is a Kairos. This is God going to do it. God going to unleash something on the inside of you. Amen. You're going to be something. See, but you got to be positioned. You know, you just got to be walking with him. Got to be loving him. Just doing what you know to do that you can do. And God's going to do what you can't do. Amen. Your vessel is about to overflow. I said the vessel is about to overflow. Get ready for the overflow. Get ready for some breakthroughs. Amen. Get ready for some things that happen that ain't never happened before. Come on. We're living in that time now. We've seen ugly like never before. We've seen evil on a level like never before. Get ready to see God. Some of y'all ain't hearing me. Get ready to see Abba Father. Get ready to see the goodness of God. Get ready to see grace like never before. Get ready to experience power like you've never seen it before.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.